Forgotten America now has a voice. America's Voice, Steve Gruber.
All right, continuing our conversation now with Dr. Jerome Siegel, a utopian socialist running for president under the Bread and Roses Party banner. All right, doctor, before the break, you said that, I think you said 75% of company boards should be people that are at the lower incomes of America. I said why, quite clearly. Why would you have people actually, that are not qualified to be on boards of companies?
Misunderstanding. What I was saying is that the bottom 75%, I said the bottom 90% of the income distribution, that is the 90% of Americans that are not in the top 10%, should own 75% of the corporate stock. And there should be on every board.
Why?
Directors. And the reason is...
Well, companies wouldn't succeed that way. That's foolish. Companies wouldn't even succeed that way. Companies would fail. There would be no companies.
I'll give you a concrete example. Okay. Donald Trump has come down very hard on American corporations for exporting our jobs to other countries. Okay. Purdue Pharma just is involved in a settlement involved in billions of dollars that it's going to pay, and maybe some of them will go to jail for pursuing profits over the health of consumers, right? So what it tells us is that this tremendous economic power in the hands of a very small sliver of people, and if they're only motivated by the profits of that group, they make bad decisions. And the corporate executives...
You know, I'm just going to disagree with you. The fact of the matter is we live longer, more prosperous, healthier lives than any time in human history based on the free enterprise model created by Adam Smith. And that's a fact. It's undeniable. It really is undeniable.
It gave us the opioid crisis. It's giving us...
It also gave us penicillin. It gave us aspirin. It gave us a whole host of things like heart stents and heart operations and bypass. It's nonsensical, doctor. I'm trying to be kind.
I agree with you in many ways, which is that over the last 200 years, industrial capitalism has delivered with technological change to produce the biggest aggregate pie than any country has ever had in human history.
Better transportation, medication, communication. I got to run, but here's what I want you to do, doctor. I got to run because I can't. I need you to give me a website. I need you to give me a website where people can find out more.
Yeah. www.siegelforpresident.org. www.siegelforpresident.org. Siegel for President is one word.
There you go. Dr. Jerome Siegel, I appreciate your time, and might just talk to you again along the way from the Bread and Roses Party. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah. All right, there you have it. A little rushed.
You make of that what you will. I'm trying to decipher it as we speak. I'm trying to process all the clutter, I suppose. At any rate, it was kind of fun. Yeah, don't you think? All right, so here's what we're going to do. Dorian is the hurricane headed toward Florida. We're going to join our friends out at Weather Nation now. Meredith Garofalo is standing by to bring us an update. Meredith at Weather Nation. Meredith, what do you have for us today?
Thanks so much, Steve. And yesterday we saw Dorian go from a tropical storm to a hurricane. You're getting some views here. This one from St. John in the U.S. Virgin Islands, just showing the power of those winds. And then I want to show you a couple of other videos that came in just to let you know what we can expect as we move forward. This was in St. Thomas, and you can see in this time lapse all the wind, the waves, and the heavy rain. We also have this video that came in that I want to show you from Puerto Rico, thankfully spared from this storm. But as we move forward, all eyes are going to be focused in on Florida. In fact, the governor of Florida has already declared a state of emergency. This is ahead of the storm because there's a lot of uncertainty in the track. And we want to make sure to urge anybody in the Sunshine State to make sure you have a plan in place and also have those supplies ready to go, because the closer and closer that this storm gets to Florida, the more those supplies are going to be dropping. And this is the latest track coming in. You can see by the end of the week and the weekend, we are expecting this to become a major hurricane. And because all the conditions are favorable for it to stay a strong storm, it is expected to continue to approach the east coast of Florida as a category 3 hurricane. eventually weakening pretty quickly. But I do want to point out some very important things you need to know for all of our family and friends that live in Florida. This is going to impact your Labor Day weekend. There's a very, very high chance that it is going to make landfall, as I showed you, as a major hurricane, although we could still see some changes in the forecast. And so I do want to stress, because we are still days out, know your plan, know your evacuation zone, and also know where you need to go if you do have to leave your home. But we will continue to cover this on Weather Nation and let you know of any changes that might come in, whether it's a difference in strength or even a difference in track. And you know you can always follow us on our social media, and we'll post the latest updates for you at weathernationtv.com. For Weather Nation, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo.
This Labor Day weekend. So the plan is, obviously, to have a plan in place in Florida. We'll have updates tomorrow from Weather Nation as well here, so don't miss any of that. We're going to take a break here as we collect, and I'm still trying to process what happened with Dr. Siegel there. Dr. Jerome Siegel, an American philosopher and a utopian socialist. I think he seemed a little bit lost here on the program. Quick break. It is a Thursday. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
For 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.